According to the Center for Suicide Prevention, suicide by cop is defined as an incident in which someone purposely engages in criminal activity to force police to kill them. It's not clear yet whether that's what happened Sunday night at Ronald Brandon's apartment on Madison's southeast side. But Police Chief Noble Ray says the fact that Brandon himself called 911 to summon the police, and when police arrived, he pointed a perfect replica of a .38 pistol directly at them, that makes suicide by cop a strong possibility.
At this point in time, without getting into motives, because the investigation is still early on, it does have that feel to it, but I can't conclude that at this juncture. It is a tragic situation that we are confronted with on a daily basis, dealing with the issue of someone wanting to take their life and wanting a police officer to do it. That is the last thing any police officer wants to be confronted with.
Chief Ray says after ordering Brandon to put down his gun, officers fired multiple shots, but it's not clear yet which officers fired them. The victim's gun was only a pellet gun, but was designed to look exactly like a real .38 caliber pistol. It's not clear yet whether he ever fired it. All three police officers involved have been placed on administrative leave until an autopsy and an investigation are complete. Online court records indicate the victim, Ronald Brandon, had no criminal record, but had gone through a divorce 2 years ago and was in debt for several thousand dollars. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.